6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Oy. Okay. Here we go. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another thrilling episode of the Dubious Ghost Committee. Yeah. Okay, hello. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. And, geez, I woke up kind of sore and weird today. Oh, and my back is all stiff and weird, and it's probably because it rained. It rained pretty good last night, and so it's really humid. Now I'm looking out the window, and now the wind is back. The wind keeps coming up and then going away, and I don't know what's happening. So anyway, it's really, really humid, and the tornado sirens just went off about 20 minutes ago, but not because we're having a tornado, just because it's standard tornado siren testing time. So does that mean today is Wednesday? See, I grew up and the tornado tests were always on Saturdays. They were always the first Saturday of the month at 10 o'clock. And that was always pretty exciting. I always thought that was pretty great. And if you've ever been under a tornado siren, when it goes off, it's a hell of an experience, especially the old ones. The old classic tornado sirens, what were those called? They were called something like Thunder Chief, or it was Thunder something. And, yeah, it's really convenient. When you know that they're going to go off, you can go you can go get under one. And when they go, it's crazy and it makes you insane. But at some point in time, it's been a while now, but once they got rid of the old tornado sirens, you know, the old good ones that you could hear that could actually warn you of a tornado, we switched to these tornado sirens that you can barely hear. They are crap, and for some reason, now they have to be tested on the first Wednesday of the month at 11 o'clock. Why the change in time? I don't know. I'm not in charge of anything. But I'll tell you right now, I wish I had a tornado siren. Sometimes I like to be really loud. I like to make really loud noises. But right now I'm looking over into the chicken zone. The chickens can see me. They're starting to get excited. Okay, let's get over there. All right, so we've got an interesting day. It's about, I don't know, 25 degrees. It's really damp. Things are wet. I'm going to get damp shoes walking up this grass. But all the chickens are waiting for me. They're running back and forth. Gray chicken is super excited. She's jumping back and forth. Hello, my chickeny friends. Hello. Here's some seeds for you. Look at that. I'm throwing them onto Gray Chicken's legs. Get some. Yes, get some, Gray. Okay. And I'm going to dump some in the corner over here for the other chickens. Get those over there. And then the Silky's going to go over there and check it out. Now you can have these. These are good. Yeah, hi. Hello, Gray Chicken. I love Gray Chicken so much. All right, so right here in front of me, not 30 centimeters away from my face, we got Gray Chicken, White Chicken, two Silkies, one of the black chickens, and here comes the other one. Yes, hello!
Hello, ladies. Have some yummy seeds for breakfast. They're so good. Yeah, you like them.
Then over here in the corner, we got the three zebra chickens trying to edge up here, sneaking under the silkies. We got a golden fried sticking in, snaking a couple seeds.
Yeah, buck a bucktail. That's a hopping box.
Hopping buck. Yeah, doing the old hopping buck. It's a technique.
Yeah, good technique.
Oh, we got some chirpa chickens. Here, get these. Here's some seeds under here. Get these. All right, I'm going to put one in my hand, or at least on my finger. And I'm going to, hey, settle down. I'm going to see if this silky will eat this off my finger. Here, look at this one. Nope, she backed off. She said, buck, buck, what? No. All right, let's try again. Put a seed on the end of my finger here. Put my finger in. Here, black chicken. Oh, white chicken. Here. Yeah, here. Here's a seed for you. I could have sworn white chicken has taken one off my finger before. Here, look. Get it. Nobody wants to eat this seed. It's delicious. Eat this one. Here, silky. Here, great chicken. Eat it. Yeah, there you go. Great chicken just ate the seed off my finger. I'll put my finger in again. Boom. Great chicken. Got it. I can feed great chicken because great chicken loves me. I love you too, great chicken. You're my favorite chicken in all of Bok Bok Town. In fact, this probably means that this great chicken is the mayor of Bok Bok Town. Here's another one. I'm going to stick my finger through again. There you go. Oh, yeah. She knows what's happening. I can barely get my finger in before she just snaps it up. There you go.
Yeah, boy, I can do squeaky box to you, Squeaky McGeeky. Here's another one for you, great chicken, here.
I can just feed great chicken whenever I want. She's got no problem eating the seeds off my hands.
Yeah, you're nice. We love the chickens.
Okay, how about the silky? Here, silky.
Hey, look at that.
Silkies are just backing away. What the hell is that? Oh, one silky comes up, says no, not interested. They're not even looking. Here, see? Eat it. There you go. Great chicken got it.
Oh, hello, baka bok bok.
Oh, so great.
Bok bok.
But, just sort of sitting here starting to get me all yazowza. Okay, you guys enjoying your seeds? They're so yummy for chickens. Yes, you love them.
Baka baka.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to take off. Great chicken, I think, is the biggest. Is she the tallest? Looks like it. I love great chicken. Great chicken is so great. Great chicken has great feathers, and the very ends of them and the center of the feathers are a little bit lighter in color, and so we have this beautiful variegated chicken feather thing look going on. I like these roadies. The Rhode Island Reds, they're cute too. I love the golden fries, they're looking pretty tasty. Zebra chickens are great because they're black and white, except they're sort of more like black and gray. They're two different shades of gray. Rash crank, rash cranker. So that's great. This silky's going to town, just bam, 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 bam. Eating all the seeds. They're so damn delicious. Okay. Okay, you gangsters, I gotta roll. Oh, my back. Oh. Anyway. So, now that we're done with the chicken stuff, I guess we can get into the open mic report. In a minute. Let me get into where there's no wind, aka my garage. We will close the door and re-enter my very humble domicile. Oh. Oh, my ankle, my left ankle is weird. Why is that? Anyway, yeah, I'm all kinds of weird. I slept kind of okay. I had a dream. I had a dream that I ran into Spider-Cat. She's like, where were you last night? And the reason she said that will now be explained, because this is the open mic report. So last night was Tuesday night, and that is the night of the open mic at the Broke Down Palace. And to be perfectly honest, I didn't go. I could make something up here. It just occurred to me I could lie. You would never know the difference. But yeah, there was nobody signed up all day. And then I checked at about like 4 o'clock, and there were two people signed up. Somebody at 8:30 and like some band at like 10:30. And that's bizarre. Names that I'd never seen before. I thought, okay, well, maybe I'll go just to talk to Kylie to see what happened on Monday night. Because remember, the bar was closed. There was no open mic on Monday. Weird, right? So at about 6:30 or 7 o'clock, I thought, oh, I better check the lineup once again because I don't want to show up to find out it's canceled. So I checked the lineup, and now there's nobody signed up. And somehow, for whatever reason, I don't know why, I lost all interest. I didn't feel like going, and I was kind of busy. I was working on some stuff. I was reading some manuals, and I was doing a little bit of synth stuff, and blah-de-blah-de-blah-blah. And so, yeah, I didn't even go. I just said, yeah, no. And there you have it. So, yeah, I did do some synth stuff last night, and nothing overly interesting, but I think we'll get into it here. Let me move some stuff around. Oh, let me plug some stuff in. I just did some slight variations and tweaking on the thing that I've been doing. Oh, and plus I changed the symbols. Okay, Pippa, you gotta move. That's a good baby. Yes, I'm gonna do some synth now. Do you wanna do some synth with me, because you're a good baby? Yeah, I hope I'm not making my cat mad. I had to move her so I could sit down here in front of the synth, and now she's... Now she's standing over one synth and smelling the other synth, and I can't get my hand in there to even turn it on. And I'm kind of surprised I'm not hearing any noise floor. Why is there... Oh, there's no noise floor because we don't even have the thing plugged in yet. Is this the right thing? Plug the thing in. There we go. There's that tasty noise floor we've been looking for. Right, Peppa? She's still standing here. She's standing right where I need to reach in and push the button. Hi, Dingins. This is so fluffy. I'm sorry I made you move. But I have to do this now. I gotta do the committee. Okay, so yeah, basically this is it. And what's different? Well, basically I sort of changed the spherics. Oh, the cat's walking around again. Look out. Look out. You should see her tiptoeing through the cables and my legs and stepping over synths and smelling all the interesting things. Seems like I also changed something else. Did I change this? Not really, but we can do this now. If we undo the damping, we get a nice bit of that. And that sounds cool if we mess it up in the delay. Oh, it's so crazy. So crazy. Okay, so basically, I don't even know where to start, but I started messing with this because I needed to mess with the mix. Because I was doing some experimentation with compression, and I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, you're blaspheming, that's bad, you said you would never do that. Well, yeah, I kind of did say I would never compress anything, but it turns out I'm going to have to for some stuff for commercial reasons. Not a cat is standing on me. Hi, baby. And so last night and the night before, I was doing some tests, some compression tests, and I discovered that, we can't go crazy. We can't run wild and free like I always do if we're going to do some compressing. And so you got to mix for compression. Wait, what's this bump on my cat's head? What are you doing? What is this? That's nothing. And so basically I was messing around because, you know, we've got all this whooshy whooshy noise stuff and all this bass stuff. And when you compress this stuff, weird artifacts and weird things happen. And especially if it's not mixed right. And we basically had way too much stuff, way too low. And so I started messing with things. And the big thing that I was messing with was the spherics. These crazy noises. And I figured out how to make them even crazier. Let's make it crazy. See how that rings metallically? So much flavor. And then there's another knob that does weird stuff too. So much fun playing with this thing. Anyway, I got it doing slightly different sounds. These are higher pitched, and so they stay out of the way of some of the other things that we got going. Rhythm is off. How did I do that before? I could have sworn it was this knob. There we go. Yeah, now it likes to resonate and it goes wow, wow. God. Listen to that noise floor. Woosha, 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 woosha. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. And I don't know where I'm going from here. If we are, in fact, going anywhere. Don't know what to tell you. Other than, I just love this sound. There's the dry sound. Whoosh. 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 Okay, give me a kick. Okay, that's reasonable. Alright, let's see if we can get it to do something really weird here. Take the LFO down. Very dull. Sounds like an asthmatic dog. There we go. Oh, we're so ambient-y. Okay, guess what time it is?
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Yes. If you said end of the line time, you are correct. You gotta admit, that's a cool sound. You've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. Oh my God. Oh.